T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
What are your thoughts on the Patriots situation, and when do you anticipate having a resolution?
This is going to be over quick. I don't think there's that much to dissect.
Obviously, it's under review. We're going to be thorough.
Run out of gas, guys.
Take our time and make sure we look at everything.
I'm giving in.
Do you anticipate a decision by the end of the season?
Can I pass the baton?
Somebody's got to do it. And if it's got to be me, it's going to be me.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take both.
Draft picks.
Get all the investigation.
I might take the entire draft from them.
I've given up because there's no end in sight.
Show us the tapes, Commissioner. Show us the tapes, Troy Vincent. Show us the tapes, NFL.
Right now.
That's good.
What are you eating now?
I'm done. I'm eating my dinner.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, last hour's been brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and the Ram Big Finish Event. We got 30 minutes commercial free here. I'm telling you, you just heard it right then and there. It's irrelevant how the league rules on this. It's already predetermined how these people are going to feel. And I truly believe that the commissioner is taking all of this into consideration. He's putting his finger up in the air, and it's how our customers from 32 franchises, they don't give a rat's ass about one. They care about 32. And they're putting the finger up in the air, and this is how they're going to rule. I truly believe, and I think it's wrong what the Patriots did. I think they should get slapped with a heavy fine, should be to the ownership, not to the football operations, or affect the football team, but nail them with a $500,000 fine because you violated the rules, and you know what? You got a history before, you should have known better. On the other hand, I get the feeling that the commissioner, and he's delaying and taking his time.
He's not delaying it. It just happened on
Sunday. This is a quick thing they can resolve very quickly. They're doing it because they're getting the feel of the room. And then in the end, they're going to come down, and I'm telling you, we're going to be sitting here next week saying, or the week after, or maybe Super Bowl week saying, oh my God, I can't believe they hit the hammer that hard.
I think this one's easy, and Rob is correct, but we've been saying it also. They do have priors. Ignorance is not an excuse. You can't, and Sean Payton, I don't know if that's the best example I would use.
He should never have been suspended for an entire season.
I agree with you.
That was a joke.
I agree with you.
That was the public again. Because it was a problem.
Well,
because
what about the Miami dude, the coach
same
of Miami,
thing.
And Jonathan Martin, the
joke.
Offensive tackle, and what's the guy's name?
Oh, you're making my point. So the commissioner always rules based on popular opinion.
No,
interesting.
But this one's a little bit easier, just because they're priors. They have this track record where, like, in the past, maybe, but this one, listen, it's three times now. What do you want me to do?
So
I don't want to.
You think you take draft picks away from them?
No,
or you
I do
fine,
not think.
Or
think
you fine or penalize Belichick?
I think it's, I could see them doing that based on,
how?
Well, hold on, but look at their track record. If you want to look at how he's going to find somebody, you could call it perception. Listen, it gets worse. It gets, just because, so I don't think it would matter. Since this is, to me, this is a slap on the wrist violation for a first-time offender. My opinion. First-time offender. Hey, my bad. Miscommunication. Well, you're supposed to know everything. You're still in charge.
It would be a real small fine.
Yes.
If anything.
This, on the other hand, I'd be amazed if they take draft picks from the Patriots. I would be amazed.
I wouldn't.
That would be a travesty.
I think it is a travesty if they do, Christian.
Don't allow them to videotape anything. Don't allow them to do shows on .com. Take away that show.
Take away the shows on .com. That's going to really change the world. Huh?
Yeah, well, you got to make them pay.
Now, you want some bad news?
What do you got?
Is it possible that we may see Marshall Newhouse playing left tackle Sunday in Cincinnati?
Why would that be?
Isaiah Wynn did not practice today. Oh, he has an eye issue. So is that like a sty? Is it
What is going on in that locker room?
Did somebody
Wash
punch
your
him?
Hands.
Did somebody punch
FP
him?
Guy?
Has he got Gordon Hayward disease? What's going on here?
Gordon Hayward just trip over shoelaces next time and break something.
That's not good.
No,
it's not good because you know Marshall
Newhouse. He really wasn't the hero you were looking for.
My only thing is that you want some continuity. You need okay? You got guys back now. Isaiah Wynn's been back for a couple games. Again, we talked about him coming back and being a savior for the offensive line. As you mentioned, Christian, he wasn't really good against Kansas City. He needs 3-4 games under his belt, as does Sanu and N'Keal Harry and Jacoby Myers and everybody. Like, now is like the worst time in the world for someone to miss a few weeks. You know, unless maybe it was Edelman, which isn't good for the current state of this offense. But if he had to, he's back at practice today. I'm just saying, they need everybody to get on the same page. Edelman's already on the same page with Brady. He needs to get healthy. He needs to stay healthy. The others, they need to figure it out. Like, they can't afford for a guy to miss a couple of weeks anymore. A game, period. They got, this is like their, this is a nice little joint practice they got going on with Cincinnati. Right? It might be sloppy. Hell, they might win by 3 or 4, but whatever. They need to start kind of playing together now in the next 3 or 4 weeks to figure this thing out.
Again, but we keep saying figure this thing out. It just, they're not figuring anything out. Nothing's going to, even if Isaiah Wynn never had any issue with his eye and he went to practice, it's not like he's getting, they're in shells. They're in shorts. Look at them. I see them on the TV right now. They're not doing anything. They're not having any real contact. You go back and look at that Kansas City film when Frank Clark and all these other guys were just pushing him around like he was a rag doll.
Listen, I mean, I'm convinced when they talk about load management, we all know that Edelman's got issues. He's got issues with his shoulder. I heard Tommy Curran trying to explain it because he saw him without the shirt on, and there's like a big lump there, and he said it was like an additional head. And then
like
he's
an
got
AC
a
spring.
Yeah, and he's got a, he's like. Got a knee problem as well that he picked up, I think, in the third or fourth quarter of the game this past Sunday. You need to win these games. You can't afford to play in the first week of the playoffs. You need to win this game. I got to believe he's going to play. It would be nice, Lou, if you had a couple of weeks off in which you're sitting there like you had in the past where you get the Division I, you're in great shape, and you sit there and say, we can rest some people. You don't have that luxury.
I want to say that the magic number is 2. They just need 2 wins out of the 3, and they're fine. They need 2 wins, and then they get the bye because that's the really the most important thing. And, again, I still don't think it'll matter, but at least it'll give
them. Wait a minute.
They don't have to win all 3 games.
Even if they lost to Buffalo.
They would be tied and win a tiebreaker.
Kansas City has 4 losses. You have 3. If Kansas City runs the table and you lose one game, you play in wild card weekend.
You're right.
You need to run the table.
You're right. Hold on, wait a second. Let me say it really slow. I'll never say it again.
Go ahead, say it.
You're right. Sounded like wrong. Say it again.
Yeah, if they don't get the first round bye, they are screwed.
I agree.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, okay, so fine, they win one game, but who are they playing? Are they playing Buffalo again?
No, they'd probably be playing Buffalo. Buffalo probably be the number one wild card. They'd play like the worst wild card. They'd be the 3 seed. They play the worst wild card. So they get one more game together to try to figure the thing out for the offense.
The road to the Super Bowl does not go without a bye.
This is the first time I've ever heard him try to take an optimistic approach.
Yeah, I know.
No.
I just got through saying
they all need to stay healthy. They need to figure this thing out. I think repetition in games for this group right now, it could be very important.
So you think it's an advantage playing the first week of the playoffs or the wild card
weekend?
They need
more work. He wants them to get more reps.
I need
them
to get more work. Yeah.
You can't. You serious?
Nope, I'm dead serious.
Wow.
Yep. And I know that means that they would end up going everywhere, you know, after that point on the road.
I don't like that.
But I'm worried more about in-house than, of course, the path because I think this team's got a lot of problems. They need reps. They need to figure that thing out. They need guys healthy. They need to figure it out against Cincinnati. Buffalo will be a nice challenge. Miami. It's almost like you're at a starting point right now, and you need to figure this thing out. So if they had threw one more game against a team that they should beat, so be it. I don't really think that, you know, again, I'm going to sit and enjoy the rest of it anyways because my expectations are what they are.
You've changed your attitude.
Gives me one more game to watch Tom. Before he leaves.
By the way, you're going over to the TD Garden tonight to welcome Al back, Average Al back to the TD Garden?
It doesn't look like he's going to be playing, but I'm sure the video will be nice.
What's up, guys?
I'll toast him at home while I'm home watching the game. It'll be nice.
At least he's... Yeah, at least he showed up. Kyrie Irving just said flat out, forget it. I'm not even coming into the city.
Al's
I'm not
going to
take the flight. No, Al would be the one guy where I think I would say he did it the right way.
Go Celtics!
For as much as we teased him and made fun of him, he was a guy that did all the right things, said the right things, worked hard, never complained. He never bitched.
Who?
Al Horford.
He left the team.
Not even close to being the same.
I know.
Not even close to being the same.
But think
Kelly Olynyk.
Think about it. He stop it, Kelly O'Linick.
What are you saying?
Oh my God! So Al Horford made a decision to get up and leave and to go to your competition in the Eastern Conference, at the top of the Eastern Conference. I totally agree that it's being viewed by the Green Teamers much differently than maybe it should be. Because they're going to give him a standing ovation tonight.
Of course.
They're going to say how wonderful it is, even though they never won a championship with him. He was wonderful when he was here. He was great. To some people, he was kind of average, okay? So, but he left you. He got up and left you, and he went to the biggest competition.
Glenn, nobody cares.
They don't.
No, they don't.
They don't.
Glenn, nobody cares.
No, you know why? But maybe if it was different, maybe if he was the only star, he was so under the radar,
he taught everybody basketball and how to play it the
and
right
he talked
way.
About
Al
courage.
Great tonight.
He was unselfish.
Thank
right?
you.
But,
see, there
but,
it is.
No, but
sarcastic Lou is
thank
back
you for
after that
making me appreciate the nuances and the little things of this game.
Again, he was also, he's also married to Kyrie Irving, so when you put the two together, that you're looking at Al Horford and you appreciate him. You may internally not know it yet, but you're mad.
They love Al Horford so much that when he left, they blamed Danny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when he decided
Kyrie.
To go to the Danny screwed up.
So here's your
Danny should have told me he was signing Kemba. People ran with this story for like weeks, I think, until finally like Forsberg, I think, wrote that no, you guys are all confused in the timeline. You know, the only reason why Kemba was here is because Al left, you know, but I'm just saying, this guy, not only did he leave and go to your rival, which the Sixers, I think, kind of are. They feel like
they are
emotionally.
Oh, they are.
They are.
And Milwaukee are your competition in the
that
East.
They didn't even blame Al for walking out the door and going to your rival. They blamed Danny Ainge.
Hold on, even worse.
That's how much you love him.
It was an opt-out.
I would have voted for Danny Ainge.
He was under contract
yeah,
for you.
He decided to leave.
He was an opt-out. So, it's amazing. If you take Al's name away, and we just give you the storybook scenario. There's a player, player A, let's say, and he's got another year under contract to the Boston Celtics, but he decides that he's going to opt out because apparently he thinks he's got a better chance of winning a championship with your competition, with the other team that you're trying to beat right now, that you're playing in these playoff series every year. He opts out, okay? And if that were any
yeah,
other player,
appreciated.
Any other player, it would be the a-hole.
No, here's the
this
thing, though.
Guy. It's like Ray
no,
Allen. He's an a-hole.
No, here's the thing. You're right about that. They just you
it's
know,
unbelievable.
They're delusional a little bit. They don't remember that
bit.
He opted.
A little
they,
bit.
They don't remember that he opted out. So it took a guy like Kyrie Irving to be so unbelievably pathetically bad and just ungrateful, and for them to completely sour. Name it. So Ray Allen and Kyrie Irving, put those two guys in a bucket. And we had Ray Allen on this. Ray Allen came on to the show and talked about this and talked about how it was all, nobody even had the story right. If people heard what was really going on with Ray Allen during those times, they would unbelievably be sympathetic towards him and look at him differently. But they don't want to. They don't want to recognize
he left.
Because he left. And he went to Miami, and he won another championship with LeBron James.
Al Horford
it's
left.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but he left a team that you didn't think could win.
We were saying
Ray Allen left the team that you had to go through to get to the championship.
Yeah,
he went to LeBron with LeBron.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, I think that might change it a little bit too.
Except Al Horford didn't go to a crappy team. He didn't go to the Charlotte Hornets. He went to the team that you need to beat along with Milwaukee and to win in the
what
East.
What I'm saying is that the Sixers are like this cute little rival that the two of you know neither one of them you're going to do anything
go
as far as a championship
don't
goes.
Go cute.
But back when Ray left that championship caliber team that could go to an NBA Finals, he went to the team that you have to go through.
No. So what happened?
So there's a slight difference.
No, you're right. So you were still a team that
people say, oh my God, Al, I can't believe you left. We could still win the championship if you stayed.
No, you're right.
Nobody.
So, but people thought, I think, that there was still the makeup of a team that they could extend it one more year, right?
Yeah.
They could make a challenge. Here, this situation apparently is different in that Al can go and go to your main competition in the East because guess what? You just have a cute little team. And nobody here in New England is looking at it saying, we can win the championship. Listen, maybe we can get to the NBA Finals. Maybe we can't beat the Lakers or the Clippers. But if we can get to the NBA Finals, anything can happen. Injury, whatever. Cleveland proved that against Golden State. Anything can happen. But that's not the case. Celtic fans were willing to accept their team as a cute little team that'll win, you know, close to 50 games, maybe 50, 52, but they're not going to really win the championship, so it's nice. Al can be like Ray Bourque. He can go to another team, and he can go and win himself a championship.
Yeah. So,
it's okay.
Yeah, so
it's not us.
So it's history repeating itself. You're happy for him. Hey, he was so good. We
it's
loved
stupid.
Him so
it
right.
makes no sense to me.
But you're
he opted out. I like him, but he opted out.
So boo him.
Did the cute little thing.
So boo him then. So you know, fans are fans, so boo him.
There won't be anybody. There won't be a single person who's going to stand up and boo him. Standing ovation, it'll go too long. They're going to have to inbound the ball.
Be the whole game. I'll be standing up in my living room.
Hold on. Hold my drink, Mason.
Thanks, Al.
Lou's just pissed off that Al didn't hang around here because it was a good little shtick he had.
Oh, thanks,
going.
Al.
You should
for
thank
giving
him.
Me all those memories.
He gave you a lot.
No, he taught me the game.
He gave you material.
You learned how to appreciate the little things. That's
Average
all.
Al how many should times, have your full-blown respect right now.
How many times did people bring up Average Al? And you should have, trademarked
I'm
it or
with
something.
You
would have made a lot of money on that deal right there. Mm-hmm. Let me go to the phone calls here, and we'll talk to some people at 617-779-7937. Here's Randy in New Hampshire. Hello, Randy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Randy.
Good, Randy.
Good. Hey, so I have a tongue-in-cheek conspiracy theory about the latest gate, if you will, and that it's as follows.
Yep.
2007, Spygate, Patriots go on and go 18-0, make it to the Super Bowl. In 2014 season, 2015 championship game against the Colts was, of course, Deflategate. They want to beat the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. So they kind of have motivation with these gates come up. This year, ownership somewhere at one Patriot place is saying, hey, this offense stinks. We need something to light a fire. Let's get another gate going and do something borderline.
Oh, yeah, that makes
and,
sense.
There it is.
Did it on purpose then. That's
why I
ripped
the troops.
That makes sense.
There you go.
It's going to help money.
And that advanced scout was in on it. Bill
I just
was
don't
in
think
on
it's going
it.
To help.
They said, let's do this on purpose. No, you don't buy it.
No, I don't think it's going to help these guys get in the same page with the offense.
I'm just worried about Isaiah Wynn's eye right now for Sunday. Mark's,
unbelievable. What else?
Mark's in Brookline.
It's like everybody, as far as the Celtics go, make sure if you're eating a banana, you throw it in the trash. Because I guarantee you, Gordon Hayward will slip on it.
Here's Mark in Brookline. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So my view on this is the punishment's going to be serious, and it should be. I think Glenn and Christian, you're trivializing this a little bit. I think Lou's kind of onto it. At least in some respects, and this is my thinking on it. So you have an organization that is comprised of football operations and non-football operations. This documentary was not a documentary on, like, building Gillette. This was a documentary on a football operation, a scouting operation.
Correct.
So just hear me out here. And the ability to be able to control your organization when it's crossing over into football operations is something very important. So
yeah, but just to interrupt you for a second, Mark, sure. you don't understand how it works, though. Andy Hart, who works here at this radio station, worked for many years for Kraft Productions and Patriots.com down there.
Looking for a piece of Andy candy.
And Andy described it last night, that even though you had a check that was signed by Robert Kraft with his signature in the bottom right, by everybody else within the operation, you are treated like outside media. That's how they treat you. So they want you to be outside media, okay?
That's fair. And,
right. But they don't in any way get it. They're not sitting there moving you around and saying, you do this, you do this. They don't have anything to do with it. You are basically outside media. Right.
Well, the separation, that's reasonable. There is a separation, but we all admit that. But just follow the thinking through here. If you have an organization that is the Patriots at large, and suppose they weren't observed and they kept that material. Let's assume that material is forbidden, which they admitted from being a part of the football operations, right? So that means that if they weren't observed, that tape could have actually gone back into the operations, could have gone back into Patriot Place.
And what are you going to do with it?
Probably not going to do anything with it.
You're not going to do
anything
with it.
I
don't think you understand what you're going to get out of it.
But that's not the point.
You're not getting the point. And the point is, Mark, are you telling me that the commissioner is going to rule that the New England Patriots spied on the Cincinnati Bengals.
Absolutely not.
Okay,
Let me make my point again. Football shouldn't be penalized. Glenn, let me make my point again, and let Lou weigh in on this, okay? So oftentimes in organizations, you are punished for what you haven't done, not what you have done. If a Toyota engineer doesn't do the testing for a throttle sticky problem or something like that, they get punished because a safety problem could arise.
How does that have anything to do with what we're talking about?
No, it has a lot to do with it.
It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Nothing. Zero. If the commissioner finds that the New England Patriots were taping this stuff for football operations, then you should put the hammer down on the New England Patriots. Take away two first-round draft picks
sure,
if you want.
Agreed.
And give them $1 million. If they come to the conclusion, based on their investigation, that this was a TV content issue where the production arm of an organization, not the football part of it, but the marketing and branding, were simply doing tape on an advanced scout and inadvertently took video, even though it's against the rules, of the other side, then you should give them a fine, and that's it.
You know what would have been a good discussion for all in the life of an advanced scout for the New England Patriots? If they said, why are you up here with binoculars? And in the documentary, well, I'll tell you why. Because I can't videotape the sideline
right.
Because since Spygate, that is now illegal. You can't videotape from anywhere. And they said, oh, okay. I'm just going to go get some B-roll and videotape the sidelines.
No, it's a good point.
The scout could have been like, no, you can't do that.
What if they don't want you to pick up anything from the sideline? Why would they allow all the advanced scouts that show up for every single week at every stadium to actually have binoculars?
Right.
Why do they allow them to do it? Because it's a bunch of bull.
Well, all I'm saying is you're not picking anything up.
We know that.
I feel like we're not passing enough blame to the scout itself for not recognizing as part of his duty representing the organization. He knows the rules. He knows what he can and can't do. He knows he can't videotape the sideline from the press box. And after being interviewed by the video crew, and then he went and did his job, you know, I find it hard to believe he didn't spot at least a camera somewhere videotaping the sideline and couldn't for one brief moment in a break of a game walk up to him and say, hey, by the way, I don't know what you're videotaping, but you know you can't videotape the sideline, right? Because Bill's going to have my ass if this turns into something.
It's not his job, and the crew
is his job to represent the organization.
The crew that is doing it, they don't know the advanced scout. They don't even know these people.
It is part of his responsibility.
And if you look at Jeff Howe's column today in The Athletic, he breaks down where everybody was sitting, and it makes all the sense in the world.
And Jeff Howe's going to get a nice Christmas present from the front office for protecting
his scout. There you go. Anytime they disagree with you, you think somebody is just sucking up to the organization,
yes,
as opposed to really trying to get to the truth of it. It wasn't football operations.
I just think it is fair to assume that a scout would sit there and see a film crew and walk over for a brief second during a break and say, hey, listen, I just want to let you know, like, it'll be my ass. You guys can't videotape the sideline.
Because
that is illegal.
I find it hard to believe the guy wouldn't think that. It is a fair question. Because there's lots of situations.
But you said it wasn't real life before.
The reality is, though, technically, if he catches it, you're happy. That's a plus. That's a wow, okay, awesome.
That's good looking.
No, that's doing more than your job.
Well, whatever
that's
it
going
takes.
The extra mile.
Sometimes it's a good employee that you got to do.
Well, okay, so fine, but not everybody's like that.
Well,
you're not thinking of that in that situation.
You're a poor scout.
You are.
He's doing it on purpose. Like, no matter what, the poor scout.
You're already an a-hole. You don't have to act like one, okay?
I just try to put a little bit of blame on him.
Blame pie?
Yeah.
1%.
Yep. Oh, no, more than that.
1%. I would say 1%. I can't blame it. 1%. I can't blame it on the scout.
As a scout of the Patriots, you cannot allow a video crew to video the sideline and represent your organization.
It's not his job. This is a crew that you're not in football operations. This crew has no relationship with this guy. They're coming up, as Jeff Howe explained, doing a piece on him where he's supposed to look like he's just doing his job and then not even looking at them. They don't want you to look at the camera. Just do your job. Don't do anything. We're just going to film you. They film him. They place the camera in a totally different position, okay, away from the scout.
Yep.
The scout has no vision to be able to see where they put the camera.
No, he has no vision to see what they were filming.
No, he had no. He was far away. It says right here.
So he could his angle. He couldn't tell what they were filming.
He couldn't see it.
But as long as their camera was on the field, he should have communicated.
He couldn't see the camera. So what is he supposed to do? Get up, miss a couple of plays, tell Belichick later on, I'm sorry, I missed a couple of plays. I went over to the other side of the press box, and I had to tell them to move the camera.
Never a timeout after a score? Never a TV timeout in a football game where he gets 5 minutes? He can walk down there and say.
You tell me. I think timeouts are when an advanced scout needs to be doing more observation on what's going on.
He should have been observing a camera on the field. That's what he should have been observing.
I think you're asking him to do far too much.
Oh, no way.
I really do. Here's a Mac out in Anaheim, California. Oh, does that make you feel good there, big fella? Back in Anaheim.
That's not really. It's kind of Disneyland.
He's calling on Rendon.
It's like an hour and a half, 2 hours, or in traffic, five. Right, away from L.A. Go ahead, Mac.
Fly there.
Hey, the fans are a little frustrated of a few things. Their Patriots' recent play, Bill the GM. But I think the Patriots have a perceived cheating situation, and the situation is going to have to double down on the cheating. They have to double down, increase the cheating to win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And they better do it this year, because I don't care if the fans have to shoot A rolls and B rolls and send the
C
film
rolls,
to the front
D
office.
Rolls.
But Kraft's on the hook for no AB in this second cheat gate, so they're going to have to win the Super Bowl.
You know what, Mac? If you think they really wanted to cheat and that was their real game in all of this, why didn't they just keep Antonio Brown?
I would have loved that.
Yeah.
Still time to sign him.
Yeah.
I'd love to sign him now. We have to win the Super Bowl. It's the only way you overcome cheat gate.
Exactly. I agree. Why didn't they hold on to Antonio Brown? Why was there any principle? Why did they hold on to principle when it came to Antonio Brown? By the way,
social media.
He blamed the NFL yesterday being racist. You see that? And same thing has happened to white guys.
Ripping his agent, too.
He's all over the place. I mean, he is crazy. He is certifiably crazy. Is he not?
Who?
Antonio Brown.
I'm done. Dunsky.
You're
there,
Dunsky
I said it. And didn't we say that for every positive for every positive apology that his agent makes him post, he does something crazy the very next day. He just can't help himself.
No. He apologizes, and then 2 days later, he goes up to the person he
takes
apologized
it back.
To.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just kidding. I hate you.
Here's Don in Chicopee. Hi, Don.
It's John.
John. Hi, John. Okay. Hi, John.
Yeah, how you doing? No, I was just wondering that how the Patriots bear all the responsibility on this when Cleveland let them, you know, tape. Do they have a tape? Because Cleveland is in Cincinnati's division. If they got that tape, wouldn't it be, better for them than it would be for the Patriots? I mean, if that was a conspiracy.
Hey, Don, Cleveland's got nothing to do with it. So the Cleveland Public Relations Department allowed the Patriot employees to be credentialed to do this feature. Cameras are allowed in the press box.
Although they probably should have questioned what the hell they were going to film.
Well, they said they were going to film.
I know. No. Just rules and regulations. If you walk into something like that. I mean, how many camera crews do you think walk into the press box? Not too many, right? So a camera crew walks into the press box and they just say, hey, we're just filming our scout here. Okay, just want to see what you guys are doing. By the way, you can't film the field.
I don't think. But Lou, I don't think anybody's thinking that. If you're a PR department and media are coming into the press box, you're thinking the media might be putting the camera out in the field, but you're trying to pick up some B-roll of the stuff that's going on in the field.
No, you just find out what you're doing.
I guarantee you, there are other media crews that did this during this game.
We're just going to get B-roll of the game. Okay,
The people that figured it out,
they got
pissed off. Were the Bengals, and the Bengals are looking at it saying that this is New England, because one of the videographers apparently was wearing Bruins paraphernalia. Probably asked him, "Hey, where are you from?" Right? I don't blame Cincinnati for getting paranoid about it. It's the New England Patriots, but you can't blame it on Cleveland. How does Cleveland have anything to do? They're just credentialing him.
They should have known. Just like Lou's approach.
Exactly.
Cleveland should have known better. Cleveland should have known that the Patriots are playing Cincinnati the next week.
That doesn't look right. Because we know what happened.
They could have passed along some rules.
But we know what happened, Christian. So everybody's looking back at it now. They should have known this. They should have known. Apparently nobody knew anything. Because nobody anticipated anybody was going to do anything. They were up there doing a simple TV shot, 15-minute documentary.
Patriot Scout should know.
Okay. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And now, a word from number 54.
Hey, it's Teddy Bruschi. You're listening to my former teammate Christian Fourier and two other guys.
Back to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
If this was baseball, Bill Belichick wouldn't make the Hall of Fame. But baseball takes cheating very seriously. Football, not so much. This documentary the Patriots were allegedly doing with the employees, Do Your Job, would it surprise you if that was just an excuse to get access to opposing stadiums where you could surreptitiously film the sidelines as they did this past Sunday in Cleveland with the Cincinnati sideline? Because it certainly wouldn't surprise me. A documentary about what a scout does? Who the frig would watch that? Who cares about what the scout does?
I watch the NFL Network. They do stuff like that all the time.
Did he say scout or scout?
Scout.
Scout.
Scout. Pittsburgh guy, Mark Madden.
Oh, okay.
Out of his mind. Always has been out of his mind. He is there. So, in other words, this is all a fake. Ruth, Do Your Job is just a cover. A cover so that they can cheat. And so they present it to everybody. So it's all a bunch of bull. So even though we've had documentaries done by NFL Films, Do Your Job, part one, part two, part three, part eight, part 12, part 15.
Who cares about what the Scott does?
Scott does.
It's irrelevant because it's all a ruse. It's all a cover.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. It's all one big, giant, like Ocean's 11. Everybody posing as something that they're not.
Very good. Ocean's 11. Here's John. John's in a truck. Hey, John.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, John.
Good. Hey, I got three quick questions. First of all, I listen to Greg Hill on Monday morning sometimes, and when I hear Brady, sometimes he'll say that he reviewed the film, like, on the plane on his way home.
Right.
Where does that film come from, if you're not...
From the video department.
Video department. They tape every game.
Every guy's got a tablet, and as soon as that game is over, that game, the tape is downloaded... and edit it and download it onto their iPads, and they can watch the thing on the plane.
And within hours, it's edited to the point where they can break down everything. Yeah. Third down situations, everything.
But is that the NFL taking that video?
No. It's the teams are doing it, but it's part of the NFL.
Yeah, you can get it on Game Pass. Yeah. You can't get it until Monday.
As a fan, you can get it, John. You get it late Monday.
All right. And then the next question is, when do you think this was scheduled? Because I hear people talking about it's coincidental that it's 2 weeks. You know, two consecutive losses, and then they do this.
It was scheduled about 3 weeks out, two, 3 weeks out. It was the next game that they could put on the schedule.
Okay.
That was it. Right. I mean, okay. And I get it. I understand it. People are trying to figure all these different ways in which this could be cheating because they've come to the conclusion it's cheating. Let's start with cheating. And then let's work through the tree and figure out what we've got. Gary's in New Hampshire. Hello, Gary.
Hi, you guys. You guys sound good. Lou, I really got to take exception. Let's say you're up in the press box and you're talking to this scout because you're a member of the media, right? Mm. Let's say you're talking with him, and then after you're done, you go down a couple of rows in front of him and you decide to whip out your iPhone.
What is he whipping out of here?
Sure.
Be careful.
What is Lou whipping out?
His iPhone. I don't know what he calls anything else, but his iPhone.
No, better yet, let's do it this way. What do you say binky. I whip out a tripod and put a huge freaking camera on it? Go ahead.
Okay, let's say you do that.
Yeah.
Is the scout required to go up to you and say, hey, Lou, it's illegal according to the laws of Massachusetts and Foxborough Stadium that you're not allowed to take video of the sidelines?
Do I work for the New England Patriots in craft production?
No.
Then no, I'm not associated to the team. I'm not associated with Robert Kraft and the New England Patriots, so why would he do that?
Well, you can make the argument that your station interviews Brady and all the other members of the football team.
So if I have but I don't work for Kraft Productions, though, right? I mean, it's an awful analogy, Gary.
No, I mean, does Kraft Productions bring what they filmed over to Bill Belichick?
No, but he works for Robert Kraft. He represents the New England Patriots. I don't. I represent WEEI. You understand the difference?
Who has a relationship with
Gary, I don't work for them. I don't work for the New England Patriots, yeah. Gary. Don't you? I mean, you can't understand this?
So it's an extension of the team, even though it's not part of the football operations. It's an extension of the overall business of the Patriots Kraft Productions.
That's I'm not putting this whole thing on the guy. The one person you put it on is probably the producer.
Yes.
And the PR department of the Patriots.
That's correct.
The fact that there's a lack of communication. All I'm saying is that when that is part of your job description, you know the rules as an advanced scout. You know what you can and can't do. I would think that that should be brought up at some point. You know, this is what I do. All right. And the reason I use binoculars because we can't videotape from up here because that's illegal. By the way, that reminds me, you guys can't videotape the sideline either. But anyways, move on. Like, it never came up.
Yeah, I just don't think it would be in the advanced scouts, you know, as he's out there doing his job to do it.
You're aware of certain
things.
Now,
in the future,
like this,
future, if this ever happens, Lou, in the future, I would guess based on this, because you got precedent, you've never had precedent of anything like this before. But since you have precedent of this with a TV crew doing it, because the Patriots aren't doing it. Football's not doing it. From now on, I would say you're right. Any advanced scout in any team in the country would do it.
When you say from now on, since 2007, I would say
but
it is from now on.
But it's different. This is Kraft Productions. This is a TV production crew.
You know what? Here's the difference.
He doesn't know.
So there's so many different facets, right? Weight room, you know, a training room, grounds crew. All those are directly linked to Bill. Like right there's like an IV. He knows what's going on. He has to know what's going on in the training room. He's got to know if guys are rehabbing, getting stronger in the weight room. He has to be on point with the grounds crew.
What about TV?
How you're cutting the grass and what's going on. Make sure you cover the field.
They don't cut the grass, by the way.
I know, but when I play, they do practice field.
Right.
Practice field they do. Do you want it sloppy? Do you want it muddy? Hey, I want it to be slow. Whatever. But Kraft Sports has nothing to do with them.
Zero.
They have all those other aspects, the wait staff. I would even say the cafeteria. All those four aspects are all tied in directly to Bill. He knows what those guys
are doing. Nutrition. Sure.
So he wants to know how you guys are recovering and so on and so forth. So when you want to say, hey, Bill has his hand in everything, why would he not know what's going on with the TV show? He just wouldn't. Now I would sit there and say he does with the grounds crew. He does with the wait staff. He does with the training room. He doesn't with Kraft Sports.
Can I say this? Because I think, and I mentioned it earlier, that Andy Hart was explaining it last night, a guy that would know because he worked for, I don't know, a long time for Kraft Productions or for that whole operation of Patriots.com or whatever. And he said that they are treated like media, like outsiders, even though they have the paycheck in that way. I would say this. They will not be treated that well going forward. I would say that Kraft Productions from here on in, when it comes to Bill Belichick, will be treated like John Tomasi coming through the doors.
Stay away.
Coming through the doors.
Is this mic on?
The Kraft Production.
You know, the gut reaction is sadness.
Yeah, I would change the mic flag away from Kraft Productions.
Yeah. I know, right? Okay, you guys just killed that name.
Funny you should mention, play that little hit right there, because yesterday I was at TV and we interviewed the other day Tomasi, who's out in San Diego for the winter meetings.
Yes.
And, you know, before we went on the air, I'm like, hey, John, you following what's going on back up here in New England? You wish you were here to comment? He's like, yeah, no, that's okay, thanks.
Sorry.
Trust me, the Kraft Productions people will know what it's like to be John Tomasi.
You don't wish that on anyone.
No, you don't, to Bill Belichick. Matt's in Springfield next up on OMF. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
All right, so I want to throw out a few things why this film is so important for the Patriots.
Oh,
number one, they lost to the Baltimore Ravens, so they're a game behind them. Number two, they play Buffalo the following week.
Mm-hmm.
So for the Patriots, they need to win all three games in order to guarantee at least a second seed in the AFC.
Right.
If they lose this game to Cincinnati And then Buffalo comes in here. They go from 2-5.
Right.
They also lost to Kansas City and Houston. They don't want it.
We know how it works.
So, Matt, this game is big for them to win.
They have to win this game. If they don't win out, they're going to fall. Do you trust them on the road in the playoffs right now?
Are you contending that they did it purposely for this Cincinnati game because they realized 3 weeks before that game last week that they needed to win this game?
They're probably going to destroy the Bengals.
But so why would you do it that week? Why wouldn't you do it in Baltimore?
Because they need
Baltimore.
A guarantee. They need a guarantee.
Oh, that's a guarantee. Okay.
So they need to steal the signs of Cincinnati. 1-12.
What signs are you going to steal? They all go through the helmet now.
Right.
And I'm hearing crazy stuff. Like people talk about, well, you could pick up on the audibles. What? The quarterback? Who's changing up the play because of something he sees defensively? I can't pick that up on the All-22. So
is that true?
I can't do that. I can probably get that from just watching the TV video. What are we talking about?
And you don't get this information.
Thank you, Matt. It's amazing what people think you can pick up. And that's why I told you guys at the beginning.
You know, the one thing
they show of that video, whatever they show, and I believe it is a fixed
like
camera position
Rob
on the sideline.
Nowadays, the only really thing, really, so they still, like, quarterbacks will use verbal checks.
Yep.
Right? You want to go whatever, and then if you can identify what those checks mean.
You need an audio guy.
You want the big boom mic. You want that.
The parabolic satellite.
No, I
things.
Want a really, really long, like, boom mic.
All the way out onto the middle of the field.
Keep going.
You're right. You get more out of that.
Oh, you know what I see?
But what difference does
it
make?
But you know
because
what this?
NFL films, it mics all of this stuff.
No, here's the other thing. You know the big, what's the camera called that hovers over the players?
A hover camera.
Is it called a hover camera?
I don't know.
We get it.
Just to move on.
The last game, they were hovering right over close. At least it seemed like it was close. Maybe they just zoomed in. Right over the Patriots huddle. And I was sitting there and I was like, and I could easily hear the play being called. Now, I knew exactly what the play was because I remember what it was called.
Oh, that's cheating.
I was like, and I have an old like play card. I hold a sheet that of all the plays that were on it that they would give us, and I went back and looked at it, and I knew exactly what the damn play was.
Maybe that's what George Iloka, the former Bengal, that's what
please,
he was seeing.
Don't play that guy.
The helicopters.
I can't play that guy. I mean, the paranoid people that are coming out of the woodworks that
we played the Patriots.
Oh, we played the Patriots.
There was a helicopter.
Oh, you keep going?
They cheated.
Didn't look like a local news station.
Nope. I flew in on a helicopter with a damn puppy.
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? Here's Sean in Maine who says he's a Dolphins fan. We love Dolphin fans because that's where Tom Brady's going to play next year, right? I get my hair in that. Go ahead, Sean.
He is absolutely not going to come to Miami. That would be a terrible decision.
I agree.
All right, here's the thing. I've been a long-time listener, I guess you could say. 2 years ago, I moved to New England. I hate the Patriots, but they are absolutely innocent. They did nothing
wrong.
Well,
they're not. No, they did. No, wait a minute. You got to clarify that. Is this where people are you know?
Belichick, I should say.
Belichick did nothing wrong. Because people are sitting here,
I'm
reading it on the screen. They're calling me a homer or whatever. First of all, the Patriots did something wrong. They violated a rule.
I agree with that.
Right, okay.
But I don't think that. Okay, I think it was more stupidity than it was a sinister act, if you know what I mean. All right. I have heard some cringeworthy things on this show, and I have resisted calling in. But people saying that, you know, Belichick should be suspended for a year, the Patriots, blah, 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 that is all a bunch of bull. This is ridiculous. It was a stupid mistake, and that's all it was.
Okay. I think we agree. Naive, and there was lack of communication within the Patriots organization to set this up properly. And therefore, you know, that's what they've got to tighten up. But this whole idea of that Belichick was involved in it, unless the league can come up with something concrete, right? I mean, to this point, we haven't seen it.
Right.
Let's go to Scott and Weymouth.
All right, Scott.
Scott.
All right, Scott.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, Scott.
I know.
What's up? What's up? All right, we're going to touch a few points.
Sure.
All right, truth is stranger than fiction. I'm telling you right now with this Patriots team. You can't make this stuff up. Hollywood couldn't write a script for a football team. It's unbelievable. Now, if they do get hammered, which was a quote from one of you guys with fines.
I think they're going to get hammered.
If they do, Glenn, they have massive appeal equity. That will be going to the appellate court. They're not going to pay a penny. Now listen, let me get through, Glenn.
No. That's it. Hold on, Scott. Time out. You don't go. No. Court. This is the courts are not getting involved in this. This is not the justice system. This is the National Football League. When the National Football
League, where does it go? It doesn't go to Dairy Queen. No, where does it go?
No, it goes to the NFL. When the NFL tells you you're $500,000, you pay them $500,000, and everybody moves on. There's no appellate court.
Hold on a second. Are you trying to tell me that they don't have the right to appeal?
They do not. Oh, they can appeal the ruling of it. It goes nowhere. It goes nowhere.
All right, let me close, Glenn, because I know you're about to dump me.
Yeah, we
listen. But you're wrong there. Of course they can appeal, and it will go to court.
Okay, go ahead. Remember good,
Brady?
good point.
Remember Deflategate went to the
Yeah. Same thing. Go ahead. Go. What's next?
I can't take it.
I'm telling you right now, this is just firing up the Pats. Belichick.
Okay, we get the
message. Yeah, they're going to win the Super Bowl now. No, they're not.
Thank you for listening.
They're not.
I want
this
Scott,
is different.
Scott and Weymouth to understand it, that when you violate the law that is established by a
gas
municipal,
law?
State, federal, then you go to the courts. When you're violating a NFL rule, then the NFL governs, and we've already learned the hard way that the commissioner, with Article 46, has total control over that. Okay, so forget about the courts. It's not going to appellate court, not going anywhere. They're going to pay the fine, whatever the fine is, and I'm fearful that they're going to get a fine and a lot more because I think the commissioner looks at this from a national standpoint and says, this is going to play great for us. All we care about is how it's going to play. All right, we got last call. It's coming up next.
What's the camera called that hovers over the players?
A hover camera.
Is it called a hover camera?
Time now for last call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
Good.
Last call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
And it's all brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule free pickup, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or at carsforkids.com. One thing that kind of went unnoticed yesterday, because the commissioner did speak a little bit, and we were kind of caught up more on what he was saying about the Spygate, too. But somebody asked him the question about Kaepernick, and he pretty much kind of...
Roger, what went into the decision to stage a workout for Colin Kaepernick? Who'd you talk with? Kind of how did it come about, and then what did you think of the end result?
I haven't thought about this in a few weeks. Listen, this was, as I've said to you before, about creating an opportunity, which Colin's representatives came out in early October. And we created that opportunity. It was a unique opportunity, a credible opportunity, and he chose not to take it. I understand that, and, you know, we've moved on here.
So what he basically just told you is that the crowd out telling that we weren't being fair to Colin Kaepernick, right. So we want to make sure they continue to watch NFL games. So we appeased them. We pandered to them. And so we gave Colin Kaepernick something that nobody else gets, a private little workout on a Saturday, yada, yada, yada. But in the end, we found that he was just using us and he was playing games so he could get himself more publicity. He didn't give a rat's ass about playing in the National Football League. That's the answer he should have given.
No, so
Sophie
so,
would have given that answer.
So I would say... Now, their side, Kaepernick's side, will continue to push the narrative. But as far as the NFL is concerned,
Dunsky.
They are Dunsky.
Dunsky, very good.
Dunsky.
I was going to use it.
You
gave an opportunity.
But you
went to another location. We're done.
We're done. We did as much as we could.
But today we found some new information on who set all of this up. Are you ready for this? We knew Jay-Z might have had something to do with it. But did you know that Stephen A. Smith was involved?
What?
So who's behind the scenes? It wasn't just Jay-Z and a host of other people.
Nope.
It was also me. I happen to know that Jay-Z and Roc Nation was leading the call behind the scenes, working with the NFL. The owners, half the owners didn't want to do it. They literally said, bump them. And I was told Jay-Z was like, oh, hell no, yes, you do. We ain't going out like that. That's why I was going off. And I'm explaining all of this, and all anybody sees is, I don't agree with Cap. Or Eric Reed, and he ain't a real brother. He like Uncle Tom. And I'm like, really? Do you think these issues will come up on First Take as often as they do if I did not say okay?
Hold on, wait a second. He's full of crap. Because first of all, he says he had a lot to do with it. All he's doing is getting information from Jay-Z. You think he's counseling Jay-Z? He's like work. He says working behind the scenes.
Jay-Z told him what was going on, so he relayed the message. So that's him playing a role?
Yeah, he played a role. It's so disingenuous.
You just realized that Stephen A. is full of crap.
No, I know, but he completely outed himself, did he not?
He did.
He's like, oh, I was pulling all the strings because Jay-Z told me, and then I used that topic on my show.
Why did he go to hell? About it so much.
You think these topics don't come up unless I say so?
You know, when you said that, I thought he was going to say, you know, Jay-Z and I went to the NFL. Yeah. No, I did not say that. So no. Jay-Z was behind it.
Yeah.
Jay-Z talked to maybe Stephen A, and that's why Stephen A might be brought up in his discussions often. Yeah. So now that's him playing a role.
Because he's got all this inside information. Like, yes. I'm pushing the narrative. I'm making sure America is ready for this.
Do you know what Stephen
A? I'm a pretty brilliant guy.
Do you know what Stephen A just did?
Wow.
He pulled a Mike Francesa. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Mike Francesa right there. That's exactly what it is.
Definitely did.
We had Rob Parker from Fox on earlier in the program, and I love this. Baseball Lou lured out the hypocrisy of one Rob Parker who thinks that Bill Belichick is not worthy.
Is Bill Belichick still a Hall of Fame coach in your mind?
I would stand up, especially if he's found guilty to be involved in this. I would stand up and if I had a vote, I vote for the Baseball Hall of Fame, not pro football. But I would make the case that there's no way, no how, he should be a first ballot, and you'd have to argue the case, especially if he was busted again for cheating.
Do you vote for Barry Bonds?
Of course I do.
But he cheated. Do you vote for Roger Clemens?
Yes, I do. Do you have a positive test? I'm asking you.
I don't
care. Total fraud.
You know, and his defense was that those guys never got caught. Their defense was they were not illegal in the game when. I don't know. I guess they weren't illegal when they were taking, even though he doesn't believe they were taking.
It was an illegal substance they were taking, and Barry Bonds, under oath, admitted the clear and the cream. Remember that whole thing? But yeah. I don't know what it was, but it was the clear and the cream. Oh, yeah, I guess it was the steroid. Unbelievable. But when you called him out with that, I mean, talk about hypocrisy. Give me a freaking break. Mm. Mutt is at Encore Boston Harbor tonight. He'll do a show with Tommy Curran. It's always a must listen on Thursday night. What's happening, Mutt? How much you lose already at the tables?
Not at the tables, Glenn. They had this game, Keno, that you heard familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
Keno? You play Keno?
And you don't play Keno. I met a listener tonight. Lou, you like this? A guy by the name of Mike from Vegas. His favorite EEI show of all time was Mutt Merloney.
Oh, I love that.
Quoting shows we did, quoting segments we did. He wants a What's on Tap at some point.
They found the one listener.
We found the guy.
He's our guy. He's our guy.
Do you guys know that they have the card game War downstairs?
Yes, we heard. Yes.
That's Tommy Curran.
Hi, Tommy Curran.
Hi, Tom.
Right up my alley. Nobody can get pissed at me. I'm just doing my own thing.
No, a lot of people play War. Now, Keno, I've never met anybody under 65 that's played Keno before until now with Mutt.
It's the perfect way for takeout games.
It's the ultimate degenerate game. That, like, you have dinner, and dinner's not enough for you. You're actually bored, and you need action. So you play.
Okay, I got two numbers here. Jess, shut up. These numbers are coming up here. Meanwhile, the guy you just heard, Tommy Curran, just posted a story. I'm sure you guys saw it on NBCSportsBoston.com with some very interesting details about how the Patriots internally are dealing with this story, from the players to Coach Belichick, and we'll talk to Curran about that in about 5 minutes or so.
Beautiful.
Sounds good. Terrific. It's a great listen on Thursday night. They do it over there Boston. Hey, Curran. What are you like, Stephen A now? I'm giving you credit here. You don't have to sit there and pat yourself on the back. All right, those guys are coming up
next. All right.
I'm off tomorrow, fellas. I got a long weekend. I'm
MFers.
You're on your own. Jeez. You're on your own.
MFers.
I'll see you. Good luck. We're out. Good night.
It's over. We suck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.